Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool. With Leanne Campbell.
Happy podcast day. Here we are again, 6 years into this glorious community in which we live. Thank you so much for all your comments and your messages about last week's podcast. It was a tearjerker. We cried with Kelly. So this week, we're going to move into a different realm. It's something we haven't touched on before. We're going to lift the curtain on private parties of the rich and famous. We're going to talk about what's trending with our young ladies of Liverpool and what they really want out of a party. And we're going to talk to lovely Helen, who I've known for such a long time. Helen, tell us the name of your business and how long it's been going.
So it's coming up to 10 years this year, and my business is called Opulence Mobile Bar.
You are so well known within Liverpool, but you also branch out and you take what started off as a small little, you know, cocktail stand, and then you made it your own. You did something that other people weren't doing. Talk to us about the background of your business first.
Okay, so 10 years, you know, it's been a long time, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's been so many ups and downs, obviously, as every business.
Yeah.
But you know what really, really launched it was lockdown.
Of course it was.
Do you know, it
was
just...
Is that when we first met, lockdown?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was, yeah. When you had your party, when we were allowed, like... 10 people or something in the garden.
Our
yeah.
garden parties yeah. become legendary yeah. during lockdown because so many businesses popped up and they messaged me and go, look, can I just set something up, put it on your socials for me, Leanne? I'll do it for nothing. Just let me launch my business through your garden, because we were just having do's every night. With the we had inflatable laser quest, you know, with the guns.
Yeah.
We had these domes where you sleep over in and look at the stars. We had inflatable pubs.
Yeah,
everyone was in our back garden, including yourself. And it wasn't just like once or twice. We've worked together loads of times
yeah,
since.
Yeah, we have. We've done loads of fun things together, haven't we?
Shall we talk about the divorce party?
Yes.
So if you don't know me from radio, I often used to throw a do for someone on Valentine's Day to celebrate the fact that they were no longer with the love of their life, because the love of their life was a fucking wrong one. So we throw a divorce party on Valentine's yeah. Day, and Helen would come with all the bells and whistles to make it extra special. What are your memories of our radio divorce parties?
Oh, hilarious. I wanted to know the ins and outs of everyone.
And you got to know the ins.
Yeah, they told you, didn't they?
The family and friends would be at the do and they'd yeah. tell you things that even, you know.
The neighbours. Yeah. I had the neighbour in the front. I was asking them all kinds.
The people involved didn't yeah. know what we found out, did they? And we were like, oh.
Wouldn't you love to know?
The scandal. So you come up, and this is what I talk about with Liverpool businesses, particularly business across the Northwest, will always go above and beyond. And with a divorce party, you could have rocked up and gone, right, here's a few gin and tonics, here's a cosmopolitan, yeah. here's a... For the divorce parties, can you remember the things you pulled out?
Oh my God.
Your bag.
Put on the front of the bar, divorce single and ready to mingle.
Yes. And she loved it.
She loved it.
She loved it.
She loved it.
And your cocktails all had like a theme.
Yeah, we done like divorce. I can't even remember what we called them, like divorce martini, something like that, wasn't it?
It was so clever.
I had them doing shots. Yeah. Oh, it was so funny.
It was brilliant. We did have a laugh.
Yeah, we had
the
laugh.
Full jangle. So it's not just divorce parties that you do. Talk to me about your celeb do's, because I know people are just sat on the edge of the seat waiting for this. The latest one. And someone who's on my hit list for this part, Colleen Rooney.
Oh, she is just so lovely.
Yeah.
Such a lovely, lovely girl. And you know what? All her family are as well.
Just his mum.
Yes. Yeah.
I see her all the time at Clear House things and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just remind me so much of me and my mum.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just the support.
They're just like down to earth, aren't they?
The love in that family. Yeah, they're so gorgeous. So what was Colleen's 40th party like?
Oh, it was fab. They had like a little pyjama party. She didn't know it was a surprise. So all of the girls, it was girls only, so it was like aunties and friends, and they just all had the pyjamas on, and they had like a singer, they had boombox bingo, just so much fun. It was just lovely.
Just saving the cocktails.
I was just getting them all drunk, really.
What cocktails did you do, babe?
Oh, she loves a Cosmo.
Oh, like
so we got a Helene Cosmo. Yeah.
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 Oh, that's
lovely.
Cute.
So it was gorgeous, you know.
So when you say they all had matching pyjamas, they didn't just turn up in the Primark specials, I imagine.
Oh, no, they were lovely. They were all embroidered with their own names.
Oh, so, yeah, of course they were. How lovely
is
that?
They were lovely.
But you get to go behind the scenes with all these celebrities and see them in the comfort of their own home.
Yeah.
Is that the perk of the job for you?
Do you know what? I love it. I think at first I was really, really nervous because you're like, oh my God, a celeb. Wow. But then I think when you get
these homes must be gorgeous.
Fab. Unreal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then you go home to your own house and you go, right, I'm getting a new door. I'm getting a new this.
Yeah. You're going to your own house and say, right, get the painting out.
Yeah. And but you know, when you meet them, they're just so down to earth. They're just like us. They've just worked hard. And and that's it. And, you know, obviously when they've had a little drink and they start talking to you and you're just having a little chat. And it's so mad because they are a celebrity, but then the next minute you're in their kitchen, unloading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like saving the drinks, cleaning up, just mingling with the mates. And it's just so much fun.
Gorgeous.
It's lovely.
What other celeb dudes have you done?
So I've done Charlotte Dawson. I've done quite a few of hers.
No, I've never met Charlotte. She's adorable
fab.
As well.
Fab.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. She is just so funny.
So what kind of parties does she
do? So I've done her baby shower.
Nice.
What else have I done? I've done a few for her. I've done a few for the friends as well.
Yeah.
So like a few that she's attended. So this is the thing. I've done quite a few celebrity parties. I've done Liverpool Football Club. Mm-hmm. I've done like the players there.
Yeah.
I've done the Smith Brothers, you know, just quite a lot of local. Yeah. I know, they're lovely, aren't they? I've met Molly Meatball.
Yeah.
So I've done the Cheshire Housewives.
Yeah.
So I've been on that twice.
So what's that like? Do you get filmed or is it like the after parties that you do?
No, it's the actual film. So I went 2 weeks ago. I was got called to go on Cheshire Housewives.
Yeah.
And it was actually... I can't really say on here what type of party it was.
Okay. Is that because it hasn't gone on TV
yet? Well, it hasn't gone on TV yet, but also it's a bit like...
A bit raunchy.
Yep.
Okay, well, we won't say it.
We'll have to just wait and see.
You'll see it. And you know, that's what Helen was talking about on Ladies
and
of Liverpool.
Think of all episodes, why was I on that?
And do you know when they have to keep a secret? Was Pete Price there?
No, he wasn't on that.
He was
on
the next one.
He was.
Yeah. We're like water, aren't we? We get everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I feel like I've been to so many things. Mm. I've had the most amazing experiences through this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really, I've been to some gorgeous houses, just normal houses as well.
Yeah.
Normal people.
Yeah.
You know,
what's the weirdest, apart from the divorce parties, the weirdest party that you've been to?
So I've done a big witch's wedding.
We love a witch story on here.
Yeah.
Go on, tell our girls about the witch's wedding.
I was like, oh, right. Everyone was saying it's a witch's wedding. And I was like, really? But you don't believe everything what everyone's saying in the background, do you?
Yeah.
Until you see it for yourself. So,
and there are good witches. And there are bad witches.
She was a good witch. And do you know what? The groom was just lovely. Like, so, and she was lovely, but I had more contact with the groom.
Was the groom a warlock?
I don't know. He didn't look like he was part of anything, really.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just her. She's actually got like a podcast and that, so she's quite a well-known witch. But yeah, so when they got married, they have to jump over a broom.
Because that's what you do when you're the witch?
Yeah, you jump over the broom. So you know when they say like, kiss the bride, well, they jump over the broom.
Dude.
So I had to watch that.
Did she ask for anything different that you've never done before? Or was it like
standard wedding? It was quite normal. It was quite like a standard wedding, really.
Yeah.
They had a band, you know, just the normal, really.
Did she not get up and do a spell or?
No, God, I would have ran a mile.
We've had spells on this part.
Stop it.
Yeah, we are. Oh, we had to cover all the fire alarms. We were setting fire to all kinds of gear and everything.
God.
In that very seat that
Stop
you're
it
sat.
Now.
So, witches' weddings, that's got to be up there.
Yeah, that's
Colleen's
up there.
40th. Queens. Charlotte Dawson's baby showers.
Yeah.
So, you get to see the most eclectic bunch of people at the best or at the worst.
Yes.
Are there any downsides to hosting parties?
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, being in business on your own, I think is hard.
It's just you, isn't it?
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's hard because you're like, you know, I don't know about you, but I ring my mum for everything.
Yes, it. Same.
And I know the answer.
Yeah.
But I go, mum, this.
Yeah.
And I just have to have this reassurance of it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Hilarious. I'll phone my mum to say, look, the sky's blue. And if my mum says it's not, and I'm looking at it and it's blue, I will always take my mum's advice.
Same.
Oh, she's like always right. Yeah. You know?
And it's like, only you know the answer, really, because you're the one in the business. You're in this situation.
You just need but that you just support. Need that.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But yeah, so do you know what? And obviously with having the baby as well.
Yeah. 18 months old, by the way, everyone.
Little Sonny.
And you're running this whole business on your own. God. With mad hours.
Yeah, crazy.
Ridiculous routine and fitting that all around an 18-month-old.
And do you know what? I have got the best support network.
Yeah.
You know, I've got like my mum, my mother-in-law, my partner, my dad, like anyone, aunties. There's not probably one person I haven't spoke to who's not been involved in my business.
It's lovely though, isn't it?
Everyone just mucks in.
Yeah, I've met your family and they all go, you know what, Helen? Exactly, and then they'll start talking about how proud they are of you. Then.
And like me nan, you know me nan, she's 81. She does me glasses sometimes.
Love it.
I go, nan, I've got like, sometimes though, I'll have like 150, 200 glasses in the summer to wash.
Yeah, and she'll just
and
do
she'll just go, piece of tray, go on.
So can you see yourself doing anything else now? Is this useful?
No, but like, what? I love it. Yeah. I really love it. And I feel like I've built it. So like going back, how it started in lockdown. It was Amanda Harrington.
Yeah.
And me and her always laugh at this story. She was like, I'm going to have a party. So I was like, yeah. So I think it was like where you're allowed 30, say.
Yeah.
But obviously, I didn't count myself as one of the 30. She never. It wasn't, you don't think like that, do you? Yeah.
It was all very new and very strange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was all safe. It was fine. We were outside. I had a mask on.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm in the bar, shaking all the cocktails and stuff. It starts raining. So there's quite a few celebs at the party. So they've got brollies over my head. It was hilarious. They've got blazers on me. I've got the mask on still. Oh. They've got the mask on. So the next minute, Amanda goes, hell. She goes, it's all over the papers. I was like, what? She was like, Amanda Harrington, lockdown party. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But we'd done nothing wrong.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It was just the, you know,
the press. And they were chomped at the bit, weren't they, at that time?
Yeah,
to find people who might be 100%. Bending the rules or breaking the rules. Yeah. And everyone was living in fear.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
And there must have been like 5, 6 celebs, influencers, you know. You
can they were going to click on the article.
They were all on the social media.
Put the picture on, they'll click the article.
Yeah.
And then they make the money because they get sponsored.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
And like the next minute, my phone was blowing up. And I mean, have you got a bar next weekend? Like the 18th of May, the 19th of May. And
so
I was
the best thing that happened to you.
Best turn. It was like being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And they'll say all press is good press, don't they?
Yeah. Well, that's what Amanda was saying. She was like, do you know what? This is so good for you.
Yeah.
She was like, honestly, just watch what happens.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd only had about, I say probably had about 4 bars at this point.
Mm.
So I was like going to people, yeah, I've got a bar when I never. And I was like, I'm going to have to make another bar.
That's the secret to success. Yeah. Make it till you make
honestly,
it.
Honestly, so I'm like,
I've gone to auditions and they go, can you ride a horse? And I'm like, absolutely, yes. And I'm thinking, I better ride a horse. I wouldn't know how to get on one. But I will learn.
I'll do it.
I'll learn how to do it.
I feel like you just got to say think about it after.
That's a great tip.
Literally, that's what I do. I'm probably getting myself into trouble for doing it, but I get there.
Well, you say I've only got 4 bars at this point, and I'm thinking, I didn't know you had more than one.
Oh, I've got 15.
Oh, my God. So how do you manage that?
So
do you have people who work for you now?
Yeah, so I've got bartenders. And then I've got like, so like this weekend, I've got 10 events on over like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've got a matcha bar now, so I'm doing matchas.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. So matchas, explain to anyone who doesn't know what
matcha is. So a matcha is basically like, it's like a replacement for a coffee.
Yeah.
So it's like a longer lasting energy release.
Yeah.
Rather than like a coffee. It's like a quick
and it's
buzz,
a tea, isn't it? It's made from a tea.
It's made from like a green tea extract.
And it's bright green, the drink. Yeah. And you'll see like influencers to all of us who aren't that cool. You'll see like cool people on socials with a matcha.
Yeah, it's like a cool thing.
Yeah, proper. And they'll have the straw and they'll put little selfies up with themselves. And the young ones are obsessed with matchas.
Oh, they are.
And when we were talking about doing the pods, Helen goes, oh, we'll have to talk about these matcha parties. And I'm like, don't tell me anymore. I want to know on the pods with everyone else. Why in the world would anyone throw a matcha party?
Oh, wait till you hear this, right?
Okay.
These are 10, 11, 12-year-old girls having a ball. I wish I was 11 and 12 again, honestly.
It is fab, isn't it?
They're all in the gym kits.
Yeah.
In the little, you know, like the little crop tops. And they're all designed up.
Oh,
so
my.
Funny. We have a DJ. So I do the package with everything. So I have a Pilates teacher, I have a DJ, and then obviously the matcha and the mocktails. So they all do a Pilates session for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Then obviously we do the DJ, they're doing the TikToks, they're doing all of like the dances. They're all posing with the matches, and then I get them making mocktails, shaking the cocktail. They love it.
So this is the new trend for 2026, the parties.
What the girls are loving.
It feels like a minute ago it was all about having Snow White in up at your front door.
Yeah. Or McDonald's and bowling with four meats.
Well, that was ours, yeah. That was ours. So now I'm thinking, I've got a 12-year-old. She's going to be 13 in June.
Yeah.
And she basically wants to do like pottery. We walked past by the podcast studio the other day. We were going to the for a dental appointment for her. And she walked past this tiny little pottery studio.
Yeah.
And this is like an insight into the young one's brain. She was like, do you know what I'd love for my birthday, Mum? Just me and you to make like pottery. I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Okay, well, that's what we'll do.
That is gorgeous.
And I was like, that's going to cost a hell of a lot more than taking them the maths, which is what I thought. All I got, you can go to the showcase pictures. Here's a fiver for you, fiver for your mates.
Take your own sweets.
£2 for your Delta.
Yeah.
You can come home like a celebrity with a driver. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. The kids just see things so differently
it's
now.
It's crazy. I mean, I do loads of kids' parties, just mocktail bars.
Wow.
It is mad. I mean,
is it for Snapchat? Is it for social media? You think that
they're doing it all for TikTok and Instagram and, you know. Yeah. I do ask them all, you know. Obviously, I wouldn't just take pictures.
Yeah.
I just put, you know, they say, put me on, tag, you know what they're like.
Yeah, tag me. Oh.
I did one. And it went viral. Like, it went like...
Is this a matcha party?
Yeah. The matcha.
I can imagine because it's bizarre.
Oh, it was crazy. People from like... Australia, Spain, Italy, Greece. Can you do a bar for us? And I was like, oh no, I'm only in Liverpool.
Well, we have listeners from Spain, Australia, New Zealand, America. Do you know what? She travels.
Yeah.
She does travel, as you'll see.
Anyway, hot.
Whatever she needs. So can you predict what the next trend's going to be?
See, I feel like at the moment, everyone's just having the bar for anything.
Yeah.
You know, like... They're having like salon parties because they're like
it's a salon party.
So they're just where they get all the girls. They invite the customers, or they'll just have like
in the hairdressers.
I would do them all the time.
Hairdressers will regularly contact you and say we're just trying to do for the customers.
Yeah. Or all the girls in the salon are all going on a night out.
Yeah.
Can you come and do us like an hour of cocktails before we all go?
Pre-drinks was a bottle of Lambrini while you ironed your hair on the carpet.
Yeah. Now we're upgrading.
Now it's booking out the salon, bringing a DJ.
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
It's mad, isn't it?
Honestly, like... In 10 years' time, if this is what's happening now, what? You can't even imagine what's going to be happening.
You can't. It is crazy.
So what's in your diary for the next couple of weeks? Some of the standout bookings that you've got, Helen?
So I have got... Do you know what? I've got loads coming up. So I've got, like, anything from, like, you know, your house party.
Yeah.
Garden parties.
Yeah. Any divorce parties coming on?
No. Anyone got one?
Do you know any divorce parties? Message me. Or was that just us?
That was just for you.
I thought we'd start a trend.
That we could.
We should. We absolutely should. Yeah.
I've got an event in St. George's Hall.
And what's that?
And the Liverpool Town Hall as well.
Okay. So we're going to see the townhouse then. We've done a podcast on that.
Freaking hell.
You haven't searched swingers in your podcast.
We haven't done that type of bar.
Oh, well, okay.
Don't think we will.
Tell you what, though, they're all up for a good time, according to the podcast. You'd make a fortune. So you've got something at St. George's Hall, which I imagine is very swanky and very,
And you know what?
Fabulous.
It's like crazy about that. It's only till you sit like down and think about like what you've done in the past, isn't it? And I remember when I was like, maybe like 24, 25, and I worked in, I used to do like events, and I worked in St. George's Hall.
So is that your background? You were working behind someone else's bar?
Yeah, so I did like the Liverpool Giants, you know, when they came to Liverpool. Yeah. I never worked behind a bar. That's the funny thing.
So what did you do?
I was a wedding and event coordinator. For like the part I did like weddings, I work for the caterer.
Yeah.
In Liverpool, and I used to just do all their weddings and like, but that got me into like contacts. Do you know what I mean? It's networking too, you know, isn't it?
Of course.
So yeah, I remember thinking, imagine having like an event here, and now fast forward 10 years later, I've got my own event in like the town hall. And
that's
like,
so fabulous.
It's crazy.
So you've got a little one yourself. Would you bring your little one into this business? Is this going to be like a family thing that will go on and on and on?
As soon as he can hold the tools, drag the van.
He's in?
He's in.
So without prying.
Yeah.
You've gone from this, I've got a bar, I'll come to your garden, I'll throw a party during lockdown, to what you're saying can be 10, 15, 20 events in 48 hours.
Yeah, so that now this is all I do. I don't have a full-time job. I just do this solely.
And is it just weekends?
No, I've got like quite a few. So with the matcha bars, I'm doing like gym openings, I'm doing Pilates, and you know, like girls doing like PR events and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm doing office parties. They can be on a Thursday, like networking events.
This is just a brilliant example of thinking outside the box, isn't it? When you talk about you coming up with your own packages, I just hope that inspires people in any business, any industry that they're doing. It's just about thinking outside the box.
And just going for it.
Yeah.
Because I think like you can sort of sit on it for a while, can't you? Not do anything. And I am the worst procrastinator. My mum will tell you, oh my God, I'm terrible. But I think you've just got to do it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just got to say, yeah, okay.
Quick fire.
Go on.
Answer them all without thinking too hard.
Okay.
If you don't want to answer, you can say pass.
Okay.
Okay. Best celebrity party you've ever thrown?
Colleen.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
The pajama party?
Yeah, love
she
that.
Loved it. Okay. Bing. That's question number one. Question number two. The most lucrative theme on your books? The one that brings in the best dollar?
I think it's got to be your house parties. It's got to be your general 21st, 30th, 40th, you know, all the family getting together and I'm there making your cocktails, serving your drinks.
The furthest you've travelled with your business?
I have gone to probably, I think it was Leeds.
And the dream celebrity party that you could throw? Who would it be for? Anyone in the world, Hollywood, whatever. You could be in their kitchen, shaking up a cocktail, filling up the dishwasher, laughing with the mum.
Beyonce.
Beyonce's. Oh, imagine the stuff that would go on there.
Party, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just?
Yes.
Thought you were going to say P. Diddy for a second. Now there'd be scandal from that.
Yes.
Helen, loved our chat. Our time is
thank you for having me.
How do we find you? Where do we follow you and show you some love?
So you'll find me on Instagram. It's Opulence Mobile Bar. And I've also got a website which you can find more information on, the mobile bars.
We'll tag her into all our socials. Find Ladies of Liverpool on Instagram. You know where we are. Say hello. Thanks, Hel.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.